Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Brother Yamsu Farif. I don't have any title.
Just call me brother. But never call me late for dinner. That's the most important thing. I'm a humble kind of fella. I'm not looking for any special accolades to be noticed or whatnot. I'm just simply trying to get the word out. It's just that simple. You know, we've been studying in the book of Ezekiel. We've been being laser-focused, precision. We've been burning in midnight oil. We've been trying to come to some understanding as to who the Most High is, what He is, what He's about, who are we, what are we, and what we should be about. It's just that simple. A lot of us make things hard because we try to be something special. But truth be told, none of us are special. All of us are crooked than a dog's hind leg. And I ain't seen a dog yet with straight back legs, have you? So stop putting your puffing your chest out, putting on your little fineries, thinking you the best thing since sliced bread. Because in these studies we found out, all of us in this boat together, and none of us are special. Only the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is special, especially His love for us, His devotion to us. Even though we've been some skanks, yes, all of us together, ain't no sense you pointing finger at someone else because three is pointing back at you. So let us begin. You know, I'm going to tell you this up front. And as we begin to read in chapter 38 of Ezekiel, I don't know too much about this Gog and Magog, but I do know some other nations going to come along with it. It doesn't make any difference who Gog and Magog is, but I know about the Persians. I know about the Ethiopians. I know about the Libyans, some of their allies, who's coming against us. So to tell you, do I know who Gog and Magog is? No, I don't know. The Most High didn't call me last night on the bat phone. And I suspect a whole lot of, maybe Cartrell knows. You know, he's been very in-depth in this studies much more than me. I'm a new kid on the block. So maybe he knows who Gog and Magog is. I don't. But I do know some of his allies. And I do know how he's going to come at us. And I do know you can be prepared when he does. So turn to chapter 38 of your books of Ezekiel. Gog and allies attack Israel. Breaking news. Have you got there? Okay. Now the word of the Elohim came to me, saying, Son of man. Who is son of man? That's Ezekiel. Me. I'm son of man, Ezekiel. Set your face against Gog, the land of Magog. His great leader, Gog, in the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Mishes, Tubal, and prophesies against his great leader, and said, Thus said the Elohim Yah, Rosh, Mishes, and Tubal, I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws and lead you out with your army, horses, and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company, with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, some of your allies, Ethiopia and Libya are with you. All of them with shield and helmets. Goma. Now, I do know a little bit about Goma. Goma is the elder son of Japhet. And I believe Magog is a sibling of from the Japhet. You know, so I do know a little bit about that. Goma and all his troops in the house of Togarma, from the far north, and all the troops, and many people with them, other allies. Oh, vast number of people. But they don't know they got a whole army waiting on them. Them dry bones the Most High raised. It's going to pick up the pieces. But the Most High is going to be leading the fight. We just going to be there to pick up the pieces, pick up the lightweight. Raising those dry bones for the lightweight. The Most High is going to be in charge of the strategy. We're just going to be doing maneuvers. We don't have to strategize. You don't have to strategize. Just follow the maneuver. I'm an ex-Marine. I know about following maneuvers. You got captains, lieutenants. You have generals. You have colonels. They strategize. The field troops, as we are, all of Israel, are nothing but field troops. We follow maneuvers. If you can't follow maneuvers, I suspect you won't be in the thing. Because you know about Gideon, right? You know Gideon started out with a whole lot of folks. And he ended up with 300. But in this case, as far as the dry bones, it's going to be a whole lot of them. And they ain't going to be broke down to 300. Just make sure you're in that number. Be a mighty man and a mighty woman. Prepare yourselves. Okay, Togarma from the far north and all his troops and many people are with you. All the descendants. Prepare yourselves and be ready. You and all your companies are gathered about you. Be a guard for them. After many days, you will be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back. You will come into the land of Israel, brought back from the sword and gathered for many people from the slave ships. On the mountain of Israel, you're gonna finally get there. Which had long been desolate before I brought them back. And they were bought out of the nations. Now all of them dwell safely. You will ascend, come in like a storm, covering the land like a cloud. You go come down on them like a ton of bricks. You and all your troops and many people with other nations. Thus said the Elohim Yah, on that day, it should come to pass. The thoughts will arise in your mind. You will think yourself something special. You will make an evil plan. Oh, I'm something special. Oh, ain't I something special now? I got all these different nations with me. And I'm the head dog. I'm God of a God. And I know. I'm better than sliced bread. And I'm something special. So I'm going to make a plan, an evil plan against Israel. Oh, yeah. But here's what you don't realize, Mr. Magog. Israel has an X factor. And his name may not be Gog of Magog, but he's the God of Israel, Isaac, and Jacob. The X factor. Now, if you don't know, now you know. But let me continue in the reading. Then, thus said the Elohim, Yah, on that day it shall come to pass that your thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. You will say, I will go against the land of unwalled villages. They ain't got no walls around them. I will go to a peaceful people. They are peaceful, peace-loving people. They call us terrorists, but we ain't. These are peaceful people. They don't want no trouble. They ain't looking for no trouble. But I'm going to bring them a pile of it. I'm going to go up against them. Who dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls. We won't have no walls. And having neither bars nor gates. To take plunder and to take booty. To stretch out your hand against the waste that was again inhabited Israel. And against the people gathered from the nations. We ain't got there yet. And they finally acquired livestock and good. They finally got a little something. Who dwelt in the midst of the land. Sheba, the Dan. The merchants of Tarshish. All of our young lions will say to you, have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty? To carry away silver and gold? To take away livestock and goods, to take great plunder, you come to drop the bomb on them? They did that once before in Oklahoma. You come to drop another bomb on them? He asked him. And he says to Ezekiel, therefore, son of man, prophesies and said to Mr. Gog of Magog, thus said the Elohim Yah, on that day, when you think you something special, when you done got beside yourself, when you think you better than the slavery, when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know of it? You gonna know about it. Because you think you something special. Then you will come from your place, out from the far north, you and many people, different nations, with you, all of them riding on horses. And a great company and a mighty army. You will come up against my people, Israel, like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land. I'm going to make you come against us because I got a reason why I want you to do what you're doing. Because I want to show some people something right now. My people living in peace. They ain't looking for no trouble. They ain't got no walls. They ain't got no bars. But now you want to come against them. That's what I want you to do, because I want to show these folks up. I will bring you against my land so that the nations, they're going to be watching, may know me. When I'm hollered in you, O Gog, Mr. Magog, before your eyes, thus said the Elohim Yah. Are you he whom I have spoken in former days by my servant, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for years in those days that I would bring you against it? Are you the one? Are you the one that my prophet prophesied that I'm going to bring you against my nation? Because you want to show up and show out and showboat, but I got something for you when you get there. Are you the one? God of Magog. Okay. So be it. Judgment on God of Magog. I will come, it shall come to pass in the same time when God become against the land of Israel, saying, the Elohim Yah says, the Elohim Yah, that my fury will show in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. Surely in that day, there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men, all not some of them, all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. I'm going to throw it down on you, Gog of Magog. Going to be like a mighty earthquake. All nations going to be looking in that direction. I'm going to put the metal to the pedal on your behind. And here's what he says to Gog of Magog. My presence. Mountains shall be thrown down. Steep places shall fall. Every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against Gog throughout all my mountains, the mighty men and mighty women, says the Elohim Yah. Every man's sword will be against his brother. I will bring you to judgment with your pestilence and bloodshed. I will rain down on him, on his troops, and on the many people, the different nations who are with him. And this is what I'm going to rain down on them. I don't need my people. I got this. Here's what I'm going to rain down on them. Flooding waters. You can't move tanks around with flooding waters. Great hailstorms. You can't put helicopters and airplanes in the air. Fire and brimstones. You can't do much of nothing. Thus I will magnify who? Not my nation, but myself. And sanctify myself. I will be known in the eyes of many nations. Because we're going to be center stage. When you come against my nation, it's going to be the main feature of a three-picture show. It's going to be the main feature, what you're looking for. Why? I will be known in the eyes of many nations by what I'm about to do to you. Then they should know that I am the Elohim. I don't need my people to do nothing. I done brought them from different nations. I done brought them home, give them peace of mind. I gave them a piece of land. I gave them stocks and whatnot. They ain't got to put no bars on their window. They ain't got to have no walls and whatnot. They ain't got to worry about a thing. I want you to know that. Because I got them. And now here's what I'm finna do to you, Mr. God of my God. It's showtime, baby. Now I want everybody to know what I'm gonna do to you. Ain't gonna be no secret, and you better believe it. So listeners, if you don't know how the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob works, and some of you brothers and sisters thinking, oh, I need to get me a slingshot. I need to get me an AK-47. I need to get me a 38. I don't even know how to shoot, and I ain't got no bullets for it. I need to make me some pipe bombs. Nah. You don't need your help. You don't need none of that. See, you worried about the wrong thing. Get you some popcorn. Sit back and watch the feature show. Make sure your mind is right with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you are in real good hands. You're worried about the wrong thing. Just like this Rona. Everybody running around like a chicken with the head cut off. Even this madman in the White House, he done got rid of his task force. And some of y'all about to fall out your seats. It's to be expected from evil people, certainly from fools. If you read the book of Proverbs, you already know how a fool act. And a fool got many supporters, too. So why are you surprised? Let me suggest something to you. As I suggested in reference to the brothers and sisters in Israel, whom are to come home. And I suspect you may be one of those numbers. I hope I am. Learn to follow maneuvers. Learn to follow orders. And stop trying to dictate and write orders. Because this nation ain't your nation. Let me repeat that. This nation ain't your nation. And stop telling brothers and sisters to do some things that they shouldn't be doing just because you're leaning to your own understanding. Ain't nobody gave you no orders. Ain't nobody gave you no command. That's called leaning to your own understanding. I suggest that you go with us in our travels and studies to ascertain what the Most High would have us to see about things, to know that he's in charge, total control of the situation, and just to be peaceful people. Learn to love each other. Learn to encourage and support each other. I gave you the rules. I told you what to do. And put away those born arrows. Those slingshots and those rusty 38s that you ain't got no bullets for. Because I ain't asked you to do nothing. None of that, okay? None of it. You got your thinkers broken. That being said, brothers and sisters, that is the introduction into Gog of Magog and the many nations that's coming against us one of these days. And perhaps Brother Moray Cartrell, he don't like no fancy titles like me, maybe Cartrell of New York City, can explain much more about Gog of Magog. Well, before he does, let's take a little station break, shall we? Why don't you go get you some jungle juice, some Kool-Aid, some tea. I'm going to get me some water. And we're going to enjoy this lovely song, relax our mind. And we'll come back after this little station break. And my brother Cartrell from New York City going to break this. See, we beat these chapters up. We beat them up because we're breaking up these rocks and defying dust so we can find the gold and the nuggets and the jewels among them. So I'm just like the guy. I'm the guy that brings up the big rocks, and I make them into smaller rocks. And Cartrell of New York City, he crushes these rocks and makes them fine dust so you can see the gold, and you put them in your pocket and whatnot so they can be of some value to you. So I'll be right back, okay? Enjoy this lovely song. I'll be right back. Hold on. May the Most High bless you, listeners. Thank you.
Yes, you see, you know, you are you. You know, you possess the power to obtain. In the darkness, I listen to the melody that I've played. It goes through my ears and my bones. It's a funny feeling that comes over me instead. You know, in such moments, I'm reminded that the gift of life, is terrible. If you could ask God to help you, you got to help yourself. Covered in a bed of roses, you wear just like the Ten Commandments of Moses. No, don't be strong. Go on. Complications that may occur. You may reach the highest level of confusion. Your life, it includes many different stations. You may fall, you may rise, you may laugh, you may cry sometimes. You may even think you would die, but perseverance is character. And the character you get from endurance gives you hope. Perseverance is character, and the guys you get from endurance gives you hope. Hold on, be strong, go on. Say we won't divide, say we multiply. Hold on, be strong, go on. Say we won't divide. You're so confused. You don't know. It's not yourself. So much alone. So put your demons together. You should know. Hold on. Be strong.
Divide, we'll multiply. Certainly in our land. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Brother Yamsouf Arif. Without further ado, let me bring my friend on, Cartrell from New York City. He's going to break this down for you like you 4 years old. No, he's not calling you folk. He's just going to make it quite simple, much more simple than I did. Okay? Cartrell of New York City. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, all praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yam Sufari, may the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my friend and brother.
Yes, sir. So you're trying to figure out who Gog and Magog is, huh?
Yeah, well, Gog of Magog, the finest leader from the north.
Who comes from the north? Ain't that the Russians?
Sure, certainly is, because we're from the western hemisphere. So
we're from the south, brother.
And the Russians have a relationship with Iran.
Yes.
Certainly does.
And Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And Turkey.
And Ethiopia. And Libya.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So the prophet Ezekiel wasn't too far off, was he?
He wasn't. But see, and a lot of folks were talking about the horses and the shields and whatnot. But see, Ezekiel was talking from his time frame. And he didn't know about tanks, Apache helicopters, and whatnot. But now, he was talking about from what he understood and how he understood that an army go about it with itself. But that being said, listen, listeners, it ain't off by nothing, by not one iota. Because these very folks is coming against us sooner or later. They're coming for us. But at the end, it's going to be a lovely ending. It's going to be the finest feature movie you ever see. Just get you some popcorn and chillax. Put them old rusty guns around, them BB guns. You don't need none of that. The most I say, he told you what he going to do. He going to bring fire and brimstone. He going to make the ground soft. You can't run no tanks in no soft ground. You know, they get bogged down and whatnot. And that fire and brimstone, ain't no helicopter flying around with that kind of stuff going around. You know, that's a wrap. They shut down. Ain't none of that happening. everything that the Most High gonna bring got something for all this modern day army. Okay? Don't get it twisted.
You know what I find fascinating?
What's that, my brother?
The chapter we read yesterday, the impossible chapter. He said he gonna bring us back from the dry bone, make us an exceeding great nation. He's going to take us back to our land. He's going to make King David our king.
Exactly.
And then the next chapter, he say, these people is coming against us. Oh, wow.
Yep.
What, they're going to be hidden in the caves and the rocks, and all of a sudden they're going to come out and realize that the Most High gave us back our land? That's what he's saying.
Yeah, they're going to get real upset. They're going to get real irritated. Man, we thought we got rid of them suckers. Now, here all they back in the neighborhood, man. The neighborhood gonna go down. It ain't coming back. Oh, we ain't gonna be in charge no more. But we finna stop it. We finna put a stop to that. We gonna get rid of them all. We gonna get rid of all of them one last time. Let's go. Let's go, boy. Saddle up.
And you would think that after seeing the Most High deliver our people, gather our people, put our people back together in the land, that they would submit to the Most High. They'd be like,
look here. Now you would think that, but if you look at Donald Trump, then you can understand their mind. They think they something special. They think they something better than sliced bread. So it goes without
You mentioned
saying.
The key guy.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the key guy, because he's a Russian agent, son.
Yeah,
he's Gog Magog all the way.
Yeah, he part of it too.
Yeah.
He part of it too.
He talk about the Russian investigation was a hoax. No, you down with Gog Magog Trump? He down with the Russians.
Yeah. He with the mess.
Yeah, all the evidence.
Cause he trying to kill us off now before we even get there. When
Inject
they were saying
with some bleach and disinfect.
When they were saying social distancing and put your mask on, and then when the news came out, it's affecting so-called African-American, so-called black folk, and so-called brown folk more than affected anyway. Oh, hell, don't even worry about that. Go back to work.
Put us out there. Front line.
Let's go back to work. That's a little collateral damage. A few of them die off, what the hell? You know what I mean? Them some of the bitches. What does it matter?
So, what you think they're going to do when the Most High take us up out of here, puts us back in our land, has us flourishing, and we're like, what the hell? Niggas done got up out of here? We got
they're going to do like an Imam Hadar. Huh?
It's going to be just like when the Most High led us out of Egypt and we got to the Red Sea, right?
They can't stand it.
Here comes Pharaoh.
Can't stand it. Couldn't stand it.
We let these Negroes go? No, we need to go get them and bring them back.
They used to be our slaves. Oh, hell no. No. They didn't send these frogs. They didn't send this blood. They took our firstborn. Oh, hell to the no. No, they ain't gonna go down like that. Settle, boys. It's time to ride. Just like it's gonna happen again. And you know what happened to him and his army. Settle, so boys.
We're dealing with a people who believe that they are God, that they are equal to God. They try to find God through CERN's collider. They trying to crash particles together to find a God particle. No, the Most High said, you're going to know me. Trust me. You're going to know who I am.
But
everybody's
going to
know who I am.
But contrary, as I always said, it ain't called universal white race supremacy for nothing. It means that we are supreme. We are better than anybody else. We can go where we can boldly go where no man else has been. Just like the Star Trek Enterprise.
And that always gets me because we know at the Tower of Babel, right? Nimrod was challenging God. You're going to build a tower so you can't get flooded, and then you're going to go into the heavens and challenge God with a building? Most I shut that down. Now you got these modern fools. They ain't using no building. They put rocket ships into outer space. How dare you?
I ain't tell you come up here.
Word.
I ain't
tell no invitation.
Come up. You can't handle down there. What you up here for? You done tore up everything down there. What you coming up here for to tear something?
Now you want to go to Mars and tear that up. You want to go to the moon and tear that up. What you going to do? And how you going there? Donald Trump is talking about Star Wars. Who are you fighting in the stars? Star Wars?
He's
going to war with
Yaakov? He know who he's trying to fight. He know who he's trying to fight. That's a wicked man.
You know what the Mossad says about the nation? You know what he said about the nation?
What did he say?
He said the nation are dropping the bucket. Let me give you that scripture.
Okay, yeah, here today, gone tomorrow.
You know what a drop in the bucket is, Doc?
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Because you read it in Isaiah 40, verse 15. He says, let me go to the fourth chapter.
Okay.
Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her wayfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of Yah's hand double for all her sins. You're talking about us. Our punishment is done. It's over. 400 years plus the thousands of years we've been out of our land, it's done.
Right.
It's
a wrap.
The voice of him that cried in the wilderness prepared the way of Yah, because Yah's coming. Make straight in the desert a way for our Elohim. Yah's coming. He said, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. So you know we in the valley of the dry bones. He about to lift us up. And all the people that's on high now, he about to shoot them down. He said, and the crooked shall be made straight in the rough place and plain. And the glory of Yah shall be revealed. And all flesh, how much of flesh? All flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Yah has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. How much of flesh is grass?
All.
So you scared of Russia, you scared of China, you scared of America, you scared of, who y'all scared of? When the Most High said, all flesh is grass. But what you do with grass? Don't you walk on grass? He said, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. So he's saying, mankind ain't nothing but a flower in the field. We think we so much. We think it's so mighty. We think it's so bad. No, you're just a flower to the Most High.
Here today,
he says the grass
withers
and the flower faded because the spirit of Yah blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. Who's grass? The people. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth. But the word of Yah, our Elohim, stands forever. That's why we tapping into the word of Yah, prophet by prophet, right? Because his word does what? Stands forever. Men may come, men may go. What they say may come and what they say may go. They have great orators, great speakers, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Frederick Douglass, great orators, John Kennedy. No, they wither, they fade, they die. But Yah's word It says it stands forever. That's why we read in this book, because they couldn't get rid of it. It says, O Zion, thou bringest good tidings. Get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up the voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your Elohim. That's what we're preparing for Yah to come. Behold, Yah Elohim will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his works before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. We read that about that yesterday, right? That
exactly.
He's going to take his flock and gather his flock.
Exactly.
He shall gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom. He shall gently lead those that are with young, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out the heavens in a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in a scale and the hills in a balance. Only our Creator, who hath directed the spirit of Yah, or who is his counselor, who hath taught him, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. They are counted as small dust in the balance. Behold, he taketh up the islands as a very little thing. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts are sufficient for burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will you liken Elohim? Or what likeness will you compare to him? I'm going to stop right there. So, you worried about the nations, you worried about the people, you worried about their fears. Most I'm saying, they are dropping the bucket.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're worried about the wrong thing. Throw away your little bow and arrows, little BB guns, little 38s that rusty. You ain't got no bullets for. You can't. You ain't got no armory.
And you know why we do that?
Yeah.
Cause we don't trust in Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Yah brought the children of Israel out of Egypt with two sticks, Aaron's staff and Moses' staff. They didn't need no bow and arrows. They didn't need no swords. They didn't need no knives. They didn't need no chariots. Right. Two sticks. The Most High allowed King David to kill the giant with a rock and a slingshot. So we think it's about, you know, us preparing ourselves. The Most High fights our battle. And he's laying out the plan here. This is the Most High's master plan. And the prophecies are coming to fruition. So we're waiting for the Most High to bring life back to the dry bones, to take us back to our land. And when we go back to our land, there's still going to be some enemy out there that want to attack and kill us. But Yah's not going to let it happen. And in that time when they attack us, he's going to make himself known throughout all the earth. And it's funny because the fact that he would do that, bring us back to our land and people would attack, means that they still blind. They didn't see that the fact that the Most High redeemed us from the places that he scattered us, and they still want to attack. But that's going to be to their demise.
Yeah, because they still see us like Pharaoh and his sword saw us, them niggas in Goshen.
Yep.
And their mindset going to be like them niggas all over the world, all them niggas together. You know, we're going to get rid of them niggas. Just like Pharaoh thought, them niggas in Goshen. We're going to get rid of them niggas.
And they think that their technology and their weapons can overcome Yah. With nuclear bombs and supersonic jets and planes and aircraft carriers, submarines and AK-47s, they think they can overcome Yah with their armies. But Yah going to show them.
Here's the problem, Cartrell. Here's the problem. They ain't fashioned nothing out of dust. Everything they done fabricated, the Most High put down here. They ain't just, okay, I'm going to make me some steel jets, so I'm going to fabricate this stuff out of thin air. No. The Most High put this stuff down here, and you done fabricated the Most High and put down here. You ain't made nothing out of nothing, okay? And that means that the Most High knows the molecules of everything and knows how to nullify anything, because he created everything, okay?
You know that when Moses, when you read the story, when he went to Pharaoh, he threw his staff down, right, and it turned into a serpent. Pharaoh said, that's a you know, dumb magician's trick. And he called on his magicians, and they threw their staff down. They could do the same thing. Like, what you showing me? Ain't new under the sun, op. But Moses, serpent, ate other two serpents up, right?
Right.
And when you continue to read the story, everything Moses did, they duplicated. When he turned the water into blood, they turned the water into blood. When he brought the flies, they bought some flies. When he bought the gnats, they bought some gnats. When he bought the frogs, they bought some frogs. But then, they couldn't take it away. He could take it away. They couldn't take it away. They brought it, but they couldn't take it away.
So what they were doing, they were working for the Most High. They didn't even know it.
True, bringing more pain on themselves.
But they couldn't duplicate taking the firstborn and killing them when the angel of death came. They could do.
Oh, no. But when Moses raised his staff and brought that hellfire down, they was like, oh, this is God right here. We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Most High going to distinguish himself. They got this technology, and they think they're God. They could clone and genetically modify, and they're doing all kinds of things with science. And their science is God. Their money is God. But wait till they meet the true and living God, who put the sun in the sky and the stars and the moon, who put ordinances on the ocean, put a fire in the middle of the earth, which is 75% water, and made it so that it's not too close to the sun where it would burn up, or too far away where it would freeze. I'm talking about Big Bang. Are they crazy?
That's how they think, man. They think it's broke.
Big Bang,
yeah.
Put day and night in motion, four seasons in motion, life in motion, a Big Bang?
As I said, brother, their fingers are broken.
Oh, yeah. And then we evolved from apes. I don't see no apes turning into human beings today.
Nah. I ain't evolved from
spider
no apes.
Spider monkeys produce spider monkeys, right?
Nah, I can't do no spider monkey stuff. I can't do no chimpanzee stuff.
Gorillas produce gorillas.
I can't do
no
gorilla stuff.
Turn into no human being.
Nah. But let them say it. And you believe it, because, you know, we'll believe anything you tell us anyway, some of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't open the book. You know, because we don't open the book, we believe everything they tell. You're a monkey. And some of us start swinging in a tree, eating bananas. You know, remind me of that story of Murray Cottrell. Some of us are unfortunate. And I love our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But this story, this proverb, the monkey that cut his own throat. Some of us are just like the monkey that cut his own throat. Let me tell you this tale right quick. There was a monkey, very depressed, didn't know who he was, what he was. He was just going along to get along, trying to imitate the imitation of life. And he was high up in the treetops, below the path of the village. He saw the little children running around, going to the lake, kicking a kickball with one another, having a fine old good time, because he didn't have an identity. He didn't know himself. He didn't know what he was, what he should be doing. He started imitating the little children beneath the high tops of the tree. He created him a little ball made of leaves and twine and started kicking the ball around up at the top of the tree, imitating the little children down below. Then the children was lost from his vision. He sat down in depression and melancholy because he didn't know who he was, what he was, you know, what he should be doing. He saw some washerwomen going from the village to the lake to wash clothes. So him not knowing who he was, what he was, or what he should be doing, he made him a basket, put a basket of leaves, and walked up the tree, down the treetop, imitating the women carrying the basket of clothes on the head to the river. And as the women were lost from his vision, he sat down in depression and melancholy again, because he didn't know who he was, what he was, and what he should be doing. And finally, he saw this depressed, dejected man, just like himself. This man didn't know who he was, what he was, and what he should be doing. This man came under the treetops, and the monkey studied him intently, said, because this man didn't act like everybody else. He didn't have any life in him. He was depressed and dejected and rejected and everything. And the man took out a knife and cut his own throat. Before the knife fell out the man's hand, the monkey ran down the tree, caught the knife, and cut his own throat without any thought. The monkey just cut his own throat. Because sometimes we are like that monkey. We don't know who we are, what we are, and what we should do. And we imitate everything. We have become the poster children for everything in this depraved nation, universally speaking. Truth be told. Cartrell.
Yes.
Nice story, wasn't it?
Nah, that's a sad story, man.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make a point.
So, I got the
sometimes,
point.
Yeah.
That's a tragic story, man. And I think monkeys are smarter than that, man. Chimpanzees,
well,
monkeys smarter than that.
you would think we're smarter than that.
Nah, we ain't smarter than, nah, no, no way.
Because, okay, if that was the case, if intelligence alone was the key in intelligence, wisdom, and understanding, I believe a whole lot of things that we do, we are the imitation of life. We're the poster children, but we wouldn't do them. So I don't think intelligence in itself is the key. I think wisdom and understanding, coupled with the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, ensures one is not a monkey that cut his own throat. Okay? Because you have confidence, you have trust only in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you are not the poster children. You are not the imitators of life, where you imitate your oppressors and you do whatever they do and you become better at it, that you become the poster children.
Well, I'll say this, that we're doing a disservice to monkeys and chimpanzees because they do what Yah told them to do from the time he created them. They ain't trying to be like human beings.
No. Well, when you get that monkey see, monkey do, I mean, don't they say
monkey
see, monkey do? Why we always use that analogy? Monkey do, monkey see. What, monkey seeing other monkeys? And monkey doing what other monkeys do?
That's how they learn to be monkeys, right?
Okay, well, good point. I guess we learn to be something.
You could say elephants see what elephants do.
True be
tigers
told.
Tigers see what tigers do.
So let's
tiger ain't studying the eagle.
Okay.
Monkey ain't studying the elephant. Monkey see, monkey do. Whatever the monkey is doing, whatever monkey eat, I'm a monkey. That's what monkeys do. I'm going to be a monkey.
I will agree with you. So what does that say for us? We imitate who? Are we imitating one another under the auspices of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Or are we imitating our oppressors?
Well,
which one would you say?
Well, I would say that we are lions that are in the hands of hyena.
And we're imitating the hyenas.
We give our children to the hyenas, right? We don't teach them how to be lions because we don't know that we lions. We acting like hyenas.
Right. Right.
But, you know, hyenas and lions are mortal enemies. And, you know, a lion is never going to give his cub to a freaking hyena to raise.
Oh, no. That ain't going to never happen, brother. Oh, no.
No, vice versa. No, vice versa. Hyenas ain't giving up. They pup to no lion.
To no lion.
Pride. Hell no.
No, that ain't going to happen. But here's
monkey
the deal.
See, monkey do. Lion see.
Okay.
Lion do. Hyena see. Hyena do.
Right. But here's what
birds
you always
feather,
said.
Birds of
flock
a feather.
Together.
What?
Flock together. But here's what you always said. And I think that's the boomerang in this conversation. Here's the boomerang. When you have amnesia that you are lying, or when you have Stockholm syndrome that you love the hyena so much, then you would try to be a hyena.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Yamsu?
Yo.
It's reinforced when you get out of school. Propaganda is not telling us who we are. We black, voters, African American, Negro, colored. These people ain't never going to tell us who we are. And they're always going to portray us in a certain light. They're
negative.
Never going to show us as the 12 tribes of Israel, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're never going to show you who you really are. And all they're going to show people of the world, their interpretation of who we are, who they've made us to be.
They made us hyenas because we don't realize we're lions. And we don't act like lions. We act like hyenas. We eat like hyenas. We walk like hyenas, and we are destructive like hyenas because we don't understand that we are lions and that we don't supposed to be like, and we love hyenas. We become the poster children for hyenas because we don't understand that we are lions.
A hyena and a lion communicate different. We still got that roar. They still talk like hyenas, but we convinced the hyena way is better. A lion can't talk like a hyena.
No.
A hyena can't talk like a lion.
Huh? Try as they may.
Uh-huh.
You're going to always be a hyena. But the hyenas, here's the beauty of this. The hyena, no, you ain't no hyena. But you don't know that you ain't no hyena. But the hyena know you ain't one. That's why he's tricking your dumb behind. You out there, you ain't sound like no hyena. You a big lion with a heavy and then you out there, they know, man, you don't, no, man, that dude ain't.
And the hyenas is laughing at you because you're trying to be like them.
Yeah, it's food.
Hyenas
is trying to be like us. He the king of the jungle. Yeah, and he the king of the jungle, and he try to be like us. Man, this trick.
Acting like a scavenger when he's supposed to be the ruler.
Yeah.
Acting like a scavenger when he's supposed to be the ruler. Because that's all we do. We scavenge, picking up the pieces.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have the feast. But we blew that because we ain't tuned up, lined up, connected with the Most High. We thinking on our own. And we ain't going to make it on our own. Because the Most High created us for a special purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take us back with that special purpose. But we got to go with the flow. We got to go with Yah's plan. It's not our plan. You know, we can't make this stuff up. How are we going to go back to our land and protect ourselves against Gog Magog unless Yah protect
us? That's what I'm saying. That's why
with
I told y'all,
no weapon.
Put them slingshots up. Put them rusted 38s up. With that one bullet you got, because you ain't got no armament. And put them old pipe bombs up. You don't need none of that. Get you a bag of popcorn. Get on your knee. After you get through praying on your knee, get up and stand in the window and watch the big show that's going to go on. It's the only thing you need to do. You're worried about the wrong thing. You need to get that balance out your mind. The Most High said a peaceful people. He didn't say a violent-prone people. So you need to get that balance out your mind. That's part of your problem right now. You don't need to be violent. Okay?
You got more Ray Cartier. Got to listen to King Solomon. He said there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. Time
exactly.
For war, time for peace, a time to be born, a time to die, time to love,
right.
And time to hate. Got to read that.
Right.
But we don't fight battles, our own battles. Yah fights our battles for us. And when Yah wants us to fight, he pours his spirit upon us like he did for Shimshon, like he did for King David, like he did for Joshua and Caleb.
That's why they were unbeatable.
That's
why they were unbeatable. Because
that's
when
right.
You go out there with that spirit of the Lord upon you, you're going to get your ass tore up from the floor. Okay?
Really?
I'm just keeping
it. The Israelites went up. When Yah told them not to go up, and Yah had the enemy smack them down. You got to go up.
Tore up from
Yah
the floor.
Go up. No doubt.
So when he tell you move, that's why I tell y'all, learn maneuvers, learn to follow commands. You
right.
Ain't got to do no more. You ain't got to do no thinking.
Yah is the commander in chief. And what he says,
exactly.
Obey my laws, my statutes, and what? My commandments. We all think that's all one thing. No, Yah told, give commands. He told Isaiah, walk buck naked in Israel for 3 years. That's a command.
Sure. And he did.
That's not the law. And he did it. He did
right.
It. Got Israelites want to be prophets. If you read what the prophets went through, I don't think he'd be volunteering for that. Straight up. Oh, heck no. You want me to be a prophet, Yah? And I got to go through this?
I
want to be a prophet.
I got to eat
huh?
Food cooked over doo-doo? No, no.
What?
I don't want that job.
Well, but
I don't want that job.
Talk to a people that ain't going to listen to me?
And what? hate me 24-7, 365 days a year, including the day in leap year. And then I lose my wife in the case of Ezekiel because of them? Come on. No, I don't want that job.
How about
that's
Moses? I bought him out of Egypt with your help, Yah. Now they want to kill me 3 times. They want to stone me and my brother.
You want to be a prophet. Okay, go ahead. Volunteer
and I saved one. I saved one that would get beat by an Egyptian. Then they snitched on me. They called 528, called Egyptian. I had to run off. I mean, they snitched on me. I helped them. And then they said, they called 528, tell on a Hebrew. And told them what I did. I had to get. Come on now. Where's the love?
So how about the fact that you got to be thrown in a lion's den or a fiery furnace?
Yeah.
You want to be a prophet? All right.
Oh, man, that's a tough job. A lot of people give lip service to that. A lot of people give lip service to being one. That's a tough job.
Probably the toughest job in Israel, being a prophet, believe me.
Brother, you got to go up to the king.
You got to go up to foreign kings.
Right.
You got to go to your knucklehead people. Trust me, being a prophet, no, that's not an easy job.
Being a spokesperson, period. In the case of us, you and I catch it. They talk about us like a dog, I imagine.
But that comes with the territory. So I expect that. You know, you got a lot of uneducated fools from uneducated schools. Speaking off, you know, what they think they know. Got to do the due diligence and the research. And we going line by line, chapter by chapter. Yeah. We ain't doing the jump around education. We showing the people what y'all said.
Yeah, just because we're laser focused and we're precision guided and we burn the midnight oil. Don't be mad at us just because we ain't trying to lead to our own understanding. Just because we ain't trying to play church. Just because we ain't got trying to get no BB guns and no sling shots and no rusty little pistols, which you ain't got no guns for. Don't be mad at us, okay? If you mad, you better be mad at the Creator because he the one said it. We just following orders. That's all we doing. Following orders.
You know what they should be mad at?
What's that, brother?
That foreigners study our history, our culture, our archaeology, everything about us more than we study ourselves.
Truth be told.
We don't know nothing about.
A sad state of affairs.
And then when some brothers come forward to bring that information and knowledge to you, you want to criticize them? No. They say you want to hide from a nigga, you put it in the book. So we going through the books and uncovering the hidden. Not what they hid, but what the Most High has left on record that's everlasting. Because he wants us to hear this word. And our job is to get this word into the ears and the hearts and the minds of our people.
Well, one thing about this show, brother, Most High willing, that it is a universal show. But while I'm talking, will you please find me a nice Psalms? I need some motive. I really don't need it, but give me a motivating Psalm, an encouraging Psalm.
I'm gonna let you read it.
Right. No, you can do. Oh man, see there you go. Starting that mess because you the elder.
You got that lion's voice, man. I got the hyena's voice, man. I'm raised up in Western America.
I gotta follow the rules. I gotta follow you the elder. So I got to follow the rules. I gotta follow orders.
Gotta hear the lion's voice, man. Read this.
All right.
King David style.
Okay. All right. Let me, listeners, we're gonna get ready to get out of here in a minute. So Most High willing, I'm gonna find a lovely song for you.
Psalm 18.
Well, you got to find my song because you the elder. Okay?
No.
I'm not find my own song.
That was my request, man. I want you to put forth your voice. Because you want to be like King David. And I want you to bring forth that Yom Sufari, lion,
all right.
The river.
You want me to get it? You want me to get into it? You want me to open up that the Spirit of the Lord come upon me?
I don't mind.
Let's do it. Say no more. Listeners, may the Most High bless you with his word of encouragement and motivation.
What did King David say?
King David. The God, the Elohim of sovereign, the sovereign Savior. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Elohim who spoke to the Elohim the words of this song on the day that the Elohim delivered him from the hands of all of his enemies and from the hand of King Saul, and he said, lovely, listen to this. When you down, plug into this. David said, King David, I will love you, O Elohim, my strength. You are my strength. That's where my strength comes from. It's not because of myself. My strength comes from you. The Elohim is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. My Elohim, my strength, in whom I would trust, not your mama, brother, sister, any other, and not anyone from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. My shield and the horn, the strength of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Elohim, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy, because I called upon him. The pangs of death surrounded me. The floods of ungodliness made me afraid. David got afraid, too, just like you get afraid, just like I get afraid. But I trust in the Most High, and I pray that you trust in the Most High, too, that you're not overcome by your fear. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Elohim, and I cried out to my Elohim, and he heard my voice from his temple. And my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a sheriff and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Elohim thundered from heaven. The Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the folk. Lightning in abundance. He vanquished them. He didn't need no AK-47 or 38 slingshots. Then the channels of the sea were seen. There's channels in the sea. There's lanes in the sea. And they were seen because the Most High was present. The foundations of the world were uncovered because of the Most High presence. At your rebuke, not mine, not 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, not your mama, brother, sister, not Yom Suf Harif, not Cartrell, but at your rebuke, O Elohim, the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters, and the Most High would draw you out of many waters if he choose to. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and you too, if he choose to. From those who hate me, and you too, if he choose to. And they were too strong for me. You got to know when you ain't got it. You got to know when to call on the Most High. When your enemies are too strong for you, you got to humble yourself. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Elohim was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Elohim rewarded me according to his righteousness, not mine, according to the cleanness of my hands, because I was doing something right. He recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Elohim. I have not wickedly departed from my Elohim, for all his judgment were before me. I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him. I kept myself from my iniquity. I didn't get caught up in my own iniquity. Therefore, the Elohim has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand in his sight, yours too. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. You got to learn to be merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. You got to learn to be blameless. With a pure heart, you will show yourself pure. You got to have a pure heart. You got to have a new thinker. You got to ask for a new thinker. King David asked for a new thinker. You know what that thinker is? That's a humble thinker. You know what that thinker is? That thinker is love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, even though you don't lack some of them, and thirst after righteousness, just as long as you don't mistreat them, as long as you don't put your hand on them. People can hate you all day long, but you ain't got to repent them evil for evil. Go on about your business. As long as they ain't putting their hand on you, just let them talk. That's what they do. But you got to control you. You can't control nobody else. You got to control yourself. You got to have some self-control. With the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, that key word, and will bring down the hearted, the proud. I'm something special. I'm the best thing since sliced bread. Ain't nobody better than me. I'm the best looking man in the world. I'm the best looking woman in the world. I got all the gold and all the tea in China. Oh, I got it going on. I'm all that in a bag of chips when you ain't nothing. I ain't nothing. You got the game twisted. Ain't now one of us nothing. So you got to have a humble mind in order to reach the Most High. For you will light my lamp. The Elohim, my Yahweh, enlighten my darkness. You will shed some light on things. For by you, I can run against the truth. Just me, against the whole truth. By your strength, by my Elohim, I can leap over a wall. Even at 63 years old, I can leap over a wall. As for Elohim, his way is perfect, complete. The word of the Elohim is proven. It has been established. He is a shield to all who trust him, not 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, not your mama, brother, sister, any other, not Yom Suf HaRif, not Katria, but him. Place your trust in him. For who is Elohim except Yah? And who is a rock except I, Elohim? It is Elohim who arms me with strength. I can't get about pushing, lifting the weights. I can't get about going to the gym. I can't get about taking vitamins, although that may help. But I get this strength from the Most High, not by pushing weight, not by taking vitamins, but by the Most High, I get this strength. It is Elohim who arms me with strength and makes my way complete. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. I am, you know, a deer. You ever seen a deer? A deer is nimble. And they can turn on a dime. Their head come up. They can turn around so quick like they spin around on a dime. And you trust in the Most High, even though you may be 63 as my age. Well, stop hating, brother. You're going to hate all your life. Even though you may be 63 my age, but the Most High willing. People see me, they say, Yom Su, you're not 63 years old. I never would. You know what I tell them? I said, if it wasn't for the Most High, because ain't nothing I did. I take it all the vitamins. I do all the push-ups in the world. But if it wasn't for the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not now one of those push-ups, not now one of those vitamins I'm taking, will do me a world of good, because the Most High can drop me like a ton of rocks, okay? And the Most High can drop you like a ton of rocks. Don't get it twisted, okay? And you talking about nimble, you'll be falling over arthritic. So they turn it on a dime, they'll pick you off a pile of diamonds, okay? Don't get it twisted.
Hey, Brother Yasu.
Hey, Brother Yasu.
Yo, brother.
Ain't our people built like that?
Oh yeah, we're built for that. But you know, I was talking to someone today, Cartier. We're gonna get back to this reading. And I was telling her, I don't eat pork and all that food is not required. As I don't eat pork, I don't eat rabbits, lobster, raccoons, lobster, possum. I went to a store one day. And the guy said, you eat like white folks. I said, what are you talking about? You ain't got all that pork and all that. I said, no, all them lobsters and clams. And I said, no. I said, but have, I said, brother, and he left room for me to educate him. I said, now you see all these people with all these baskets of pork and whatnot? You see they have gout in their leg. They can't hardly walk. They got air tanks on their shoulders. They on walkers. They bald headed. And Yum Suf got his hair, although I don't grow it. Yum Suf is slim. Yum Truth can be nimble as a deer. But all praise to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because I follow the commands. If you follow the commands, you will get results. If you don't follow commands, you will get negative results. And our brothers and sisters have negative results. They're doing all the wrong thing and expecting different results. And coming to the end of this chapter that was forced upon me, but I am loving it.
I knew you would.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, whatever. I can run against the truth, but my Elohim can leap. I can by my Elohim, I can leap over a wall.
Exactly.
As for Elohim, his way is complete. Woo. The word of the Elohim is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him.
That's right.
Not in themselves. Right. Not in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, not in your mother, sister, brother, any other. For who is Elohim except Yah? Who is a rock except I, Elohim? It is Elohim who honors me with strength, who gives me my strength, who makes my way complete. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on high places and teaches my hands to make war when I need to. So that my arm can bend a bow of bronze. He also gives me a shield of his salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Turned back again to them were destroyed. I them. You have come me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have given me the necks of my enemies, and I destroyed them. I like King David. Give me your neck, I'm gonna put you down. So that I destroyed those who hated me. I destroyed them because I knew if I didn't, I had to do a Shaka Zulu on them. Because if I didn't, they were going to come back. You know how Shaka did it? Mandy, is there anyone here who offended you? You know, she should have told the truth. King David did a Shaka Zulu on his enemy. He didn't let nobody slide. But he's weak for his children now. He's weak for his children. So I destroyed those who hated him. His son hated him. He was weak for his children. He had a weakness. He had an Achilles heel. They cried out. There was none to save. Even the Elohim, but he did not answer. My enemies cried out. They cried even to the Elohim, but he didn't answer them. Then I beat them. I beat them. As fine as a dust before the wind. I beat the brakes off of them. Man, King David said, I beat the brakes off my enemy. Sometimes you have to do that, unfortunately. Sometimes when you've done all you can, and you try to stay on the path of righteousness, and you try to restrain your arm, and you pray to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and your enemy come at you with a pocket knife, sometimes you got to beat the brakes off of them. You know one thing about Yom Sufar Reef, brothers and sisters. Yeah, you laugh all you want to. I've avoided on many occasions. I'm somewhat like King David. I've been confronted with guns, knives, and whatnot, fisticuffs. And I tried to avoid these things. I don't look for that. I don't look for that kind of stuff. But when they make me get on them, I'm going to beat you like fine dust, like King David. If you make me go there, it's going to get ugly real quick. But I try to keep, I try to walk on the path and the statutes of the Most High. I try to keep humble and think myself nothing special. I try to follow the statutes of the Most High, His commandment. But sometimes your enemy, I can understand, brothers and sisters, they just keep coming and coming and coming like that ever ratty rabbit. And I beat the batteries at that rabbit. Sometimes you got to beat the batteries at that rabbit when they keep coming. Sad but true. And let me conclude with this chapter. I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the striving of the people. You have made me the head of the nations, not just my nation, all nations. A people I have not known served me. Other nations served me. And as soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. They were scared. The foreigners submitted to me. The foreigners faded away and came frightened from their hideouts. Oh, that's King David. You got to beat the brakes off of you. You better put them gun down. You better put that slingshot down. He got the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, no. You better put that rock down. He'll beat the brakes off of you. And they came frightened from their hideouts. The Elohim lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the Elohim of my salvation be exalted. It is Elohim who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. He also lifts me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the wicked, violent men. Therefore, I give thanks to you, O Elohim, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king, me, and shows mercy to his anointed, me, King David, to David and his descendants forevermore. May the Most High bless you, listeners. So, yep, sometimes you got to beat the brakes off your enemies. Sometimes you leave it with no other choice. That being said, Maurice Cottrell, you have any closing remarks?
Just the fact that this chapter teaches the keys to King David's success, where he got
humility.
His strength from.
Trust in humility.
He knew who fought his battles for him, and he was successful because he followed this formula. This is the formula for all of us. Like you say,
yeah, and when the Most High sick King David on somebody, he beat the brakes off of you.
Yeah. Especially those that hated him and went at him with no justifiable cause. Yes, the Most High will give you strength to beat the living daylights out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you call upon him, and he gonna make us call upon him. You know, it ain't gonna be no easy trip. We gotta cry out. Crying out.
Yeah, you got to cry for him for a solution. Right. Cry to him for a solution. Right. Cry to him like Cardinal says, a solution. And the solution may be you beating the brakes off him. That may be the solution. Okay.
But we know y'all going to put the pressure on and you're going to find out who you're going to cry out to. Some people are going to be crying out to the wrong name, you know, all kind of names. They ain't going to be crying out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he's going to test us by putting that pressure on us. You got to do just what King David did. Yah is our strength. Yah is our shield. Yah is our salvation. We calling on you and nobody else. So it's going to be you, the one, that gives us the strength to beat our enemies into dust. So this is King David's formula right here. You want to know what made King David great? This is the recipe right here, Psalms 18.
And I'm going to tell you, like another fellow, you know, Cartrell is from New York City. So I'm going to tell y'all what another fellow said from New York City. If you don't know, now you know. Thank you, Cartrell. May the Most High bless you, brother. Well, you know, Imadora, she's moving, so we're not troubled by her not being present today. We know she's moving. And let us keep us and our prayers, and let us pray for our brothers and sisters during this pestilence in these United States and universal. And let us keep each other in mind, and let us stay focused. Let us be humble. Let us not be high-minded. Let us trust in the Most High. Most High only, not in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, your mama, brother, sister, any other, not Yom Sufari, but trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There you will get your answer. There you will get your strength. There you will get your swiftness. And there you will learn to beat the brakes off your enemy when you need to.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. All right, listeners. Thank you, Brother Cartier from New York City. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless you. May your steps be directed and ordered, and lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. King David, how he got that thinker, a trusting thinker, a loving thinker, a humble thinker, he asked the Most High for one. He asked, why don't you ask? If it's good enough for King David, it should be good enough for you. Ask for a new thinker to love the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise him, and give all thanksgiving, all honor, and all trust in him. A thinker that loves him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And your neighbor as yourself. You got to love other people, other brothers and sisters, sometimes other nations. And thirst after righteousness. You can't get enough. It's like Lay's potato chip. You know that commercial we used to hear? Lay's potato chip. You can't eat just one. Well, the Most High Word is much better than a Lay's potato chip. And if you got the right mind, you keep thirsting and thirsting. Your mind is just a sponge. You got to have more and more and more and more. Well, listeners, hey, you know we love you. Stop laying in that brown grass. It ain't working for you. Stop trying to think. It ain't working for you. It's working on you. It's getting you in a whole lot of trouble. You're being lifted up with pride. You're being egotistical, and your ego run amok. And you have no answer to any of your problems. Have a humble mind, a trusting mind, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, listeners, I don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. Keep me in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. Keep this nation in your prayers. And keep other nations in your prayers that the Most High will be done, no matter what that will is. And certainly in regard to us. Stop laying in that brown grass and feeling sorry for yourself. Get out of it and get up. We love you. Enjoy this lovely song, and we out. May the Most High bless you. Thank you, Brother Moray Cotrell, my friend and hard worker who loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and thirst after righteousness. I want to thank you for your commitment to the Most High, your dedication to the Most High, your dedication to this nation, your humbleness, your friendship, your camaraderie. It makes things a little bit better to have someone fighting along these battles with you, even though you're always pushing the elder rank. Thanks anyway. I still love you, brother. I love you too, listeners. Stay up, stay strong, get out that brown grass, turn to the east. Whatever your problem is, perhaps the Most High will solve it just like he did for King David. Stop trying to solve your own problems. Let the Most High solve your problems and trust in him and him only. We love you. Enjoy the song. May the Most High bless you. Good night.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you, and search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, a love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.